USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with his cabinet at the White House. The president was asked about the ceasefire in Syria.
We never agreed to, you know, protect the Kurds. We fought with them for 3.5 to 4 years. We never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their lives. Remember this. When Iraq was fighting the Kurds, everybody thought we were going to fight with the Kurds. I said, well, it's a little strange that we're fighting with the Kurds when we just spent $4 trillion on Iraq, and now we're going to be fighting Iraq. So what I did is I said, we're not going to take a position. Let them fight themselves. I thought the Kurds would do very well. Everyone said, oh, the Kurds will do very well. Well, Iraq moved in and the Kurds left.
Thousands of people in North Texas are still without power as tornadoes came through the area late Sunday night. Schools are also shut down in parts of Dallas and Garland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A teacher's strike continues in Chicago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
Chicago teachers still on strike. The teachers union chief of staff, Jennifer Johnson, says talks ended last night with the two sides reaching some agreements.
We've been at the bargaining table for 10 months, and we're only seeing these concrete victories come together after having 25,000 members on picket lines, students and parents in the streets.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and both sides are sitting down discussing a new deal on Monday. U.S. troops that were in Syria are now heading to Iraq, where they will be positioned to help fight ISIS if needed. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
This withdrawal will take weeks, not days. Until that time, our forces will remain in the towns that are located near the oil fields.
Esper's plan to move the roughly 1,000 U.S. troops began on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
House Republicans are pushing a vote to censor Democratic Congressman from California, Adam Schiff. He's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, for his involvement in the impeachment inquiry. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs.
Tonight we're going to have this censure motion go forward on a vote. Then the rest of the week, there's a number of hearings scheduled that are closed door behind, you know, this continuation, this Stalinesque, Soviet-style impeachment inquiry.
The Arizona Republican was speaking there on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week before his funeral. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly four decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.